What's up? This is the Where's the Buzz podcast. I'm Wayne Ayers. We out here with Blair, Sade.
What's up, y'all?
Today? What up, guys?
How y'all doing?
I'm doing good.
That's good.
We have some topics to talk about.
Oh, we got a lot to talk about.
It's been a crazy week.
It's been going down. Like local news, like black culture news. Everywhere's a mess.
Should we start positive or negative?
Negative.
Yes. See, negative is positive for us sometimes. Okay, so let's start with Malik Yoba and his interview with The Root. Did y'all see that?
Yes.
Okay, so if y'all don't know, Malik Yoba, who was unmarried, what was it called? Why'd I Get Married? Oh, that was a really good movie.
Okay.
Anyway, he was in Why'd I Get Married, and he's also been in, like, Empire and all that stuff. Ton of other things. You may have heard his name in headlines because of the whole he is attracted to trans women and he's coming out and just being confident, being, you know, open and honest. And that was last week. So yesterday he did an interview with The Root and it didn't go so well. And they asked him because, you know, the time that he's come out about being a opponent of being attractive to trans women, there have been allegations that he has mistreated sex workers. So the journalist was like, a lot of people would think that you're using your feelings for trans women to, you know, that your awareness to cover up allegations of your mistreatment to sex workers. Did you guys see the interview?
So, yes.
What did you think?
Okay, it was really touch and go the whole time, honestly. So I saw somewhere on Twitter, somebody mentioned something about involving a minor, right? And I saw, like, I'll be honest, I only saw, like, the last 5 minutes because that's where he, like, blew up.
That's all that mattered, honestly.
That's all that matters, right? But I didn't hear the mention of the minor at all in the last few minutes. I don't know if I missed it, or if it was earlier. However, from what I saw in all of the 5 minutes, don't come for me, I feel like he was premeditating.
Oh, yeah.
That somebody might ask about the minor if that is the case and jump the gun to be like, oh, wait, where is this going? This is not what we talked about. And, you know, start getting really defensive, which obviously looks really guilty.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, there were some really good questions that the journalist brought up. But one thing I do have to say is just because journalists go over questions with you, that doesn't mean we're giving you all of our questions.
Yeah, because it has to be some things have to be authentic. And if you know that I'm going to ask you something that might offend you or be a touchy subject, I know that you're going to walk away.
It can't be rehearsed. It'll be inauthentic.
It cannot be rehearsed.
So that's why I have a lot of questions about what really went down because he seemed real, real ready to get out there. He rips off his mic and he's like, this is done.
And he's like, this is not what we discussed. And that's the thing. It's like you look guilty saying things like that instead of saying like, I don't really want to talk about that. Like, anything would have been better. Just like, you know, I can't speak on that. Even making something up. Unfortunately, I can't speak about that situation. Making it positive instead of being like, we didn't discuss that. Because you just look so guilty.
Yeah. And the question that he seemed to run out on was the one asking him about whether his affinity or possibly fetish for trans women is actually covering up the fact that he isn't maybe as much of an actual ally.
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe he's not actually doing the work and actually appreciating them, but using the fact that I love on them to protect them. Because let's be real, I mean, you could see that in a lot of different ways.
But my thing about that is that, and I thought that was very interesting because he hasn't been in a relationship with the trans woman based on what he said.
Do you think he's doing like a press, because he's doing a press tour right now. He was on Breakfast Club, The Root.
Yeah.
All these other, do you think he's just doing a press tour to like just hype his name up because his career is kind of like dying down?
Ooh. I don't know, Shay. I don't know.
I mean, that's a good
point. Ooh, the shade of it all.
I mean, I don't know, Wayne. I just think maybe he was hoping to try and get ahead at least of
I think
the
so too.
Trans.
Well, there was already rumors about him for years too. So I think he.
Because some people have been, in the past, people were being completely shut out from it. What was it? Yeah. Was it like Eddie Murphy or something? Like a bunch of people.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
when it
came out, it was like terrible. But I mean, obviously we live in different times. But I think he was hoping to not only get ahead of it, but put on this advocate face for it. Like, because in the interview, he says, well, I'm the one, you know, who's out there at Pride with them. And I'm the one who dates them and loves and, like, you know.
But I haven't seen him in a relationship. Like, has he ever said, like, I've been in a loving relationship with a trans? Everything seems like it's just sexual to me. That's just my opinion. But my thing about it is I felt like at first he was an advocate. And then when it came to this interview, everything changed for me.
Do you guys think the journalists would have caught that fade, though, with him? They actually, like...
Oh my gosh, that journalist deserves a Nobel Peace Prize. He deserves what's that big?
Like you stand up, like
an
you
Emmy? Are the, and he deserves like an that Emmy? Was a lot of work. That was huge breaking news right
or
there.
Whatever a digital one is, because it's digital.
And like those tough questions are so hard to ask. Like some, but you have to do it.
And you got to be strategic when you do it, because he asked at the end, which is when you have that amount of time. What was it, like 20 minutes? Towards the end or middle-ish, three quarters is good.
Have you ever had a crazy interview? Because we've all interviewed celebrities, but have you ever had an interview where you ask something and you just like put it out there and you're just, whether it worked out or not, what was one?
Oh yeah, I've had that happen. I would say like when I'm on red carpets, I feel like I'm like reporter Sade. Like I'm really like, okay, yeah. Let's go get it. Let's answer this. Let's ask this question. And I did have one artist who's like A-list. He answered all of my questions up until the last one, Pharrell.
Okay,
I'll just say it's Pharrell. But then the last question, his whole like mood changed.
And what was the question?
Like, it wasn't even bad. So prior to that, I think I was just talking to him about, did you guys see the Netflix documentary, The Black Godfather?
Yes.
Well, I was at that red carpet. And obviously we were talking about Clyde Avon, like everything he's done, the amazing work. And then, you know, you have to get some news in there. I have to get some.
So most definitely.
I say, hey, you know, you just had Something in the Water, his festival at Virginia Beach.
Yeah.
And I said, and then Virginia Beach had like just happened, the like shooting.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, do you have any, you know, words or messages to go out to them? And he was just kind of like, got a little like shut down and
a little
cold. And I mean, I guess, but I was asking for like a nice message. I wasn't like, it wasn't anything supposed to be like terrible, but he just kind of was like, no, that's not what this is about. Like, this is a great event, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, it is a great event. I'm like, Clyde Avon has done so much for other people. And, you know, at the core of it, it's all about helping
others. It just got a little awkward.
About helping others and helping people. And I said, what messages would you have for like those people?
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't going to give up because I don't. And then, no, he was just like, yeah, it's about humanity. And I was like, yeah. I was like, 100%, it's on humanity. And he goes, let's keep it on that, right? But then he looks at my cameraman and goes, she's good.
Oh, that's good.
It's on the reel.
I'm surprised he didn't really answer that. I thought he would be like the type of.
Yeah, I'll just be like, it's so unfortunate.
He's so much of a humanitarian. I'm not sure. But sometimes
maybe he wanted to keep like, because it was so new too. It might have, he just wanted to kind of balance it out. Like, not even just like make it negative.
I don't know, but it's like you're at home.
That's how
like,
about you though?
No, this one time I interviewed Paula Penn. I'm sorry, Paula Penn.
I love her.
Robin Thicke did her bad, and now you did too. No, what happened, Wayne?
I love my girl, Paula.
She was like in a new relationship, and I just like looked at it. I was like, damn. It was like one of my first time doing interviews, and I was like, oh, man, this is really bad. I look at it, but I was like, she was like in a new relationship, and I asked her
was
about
this
it.
Traffic?
Yeah. Traffic. Okay. I asked her, and then I was like, and then I was like, oh, are you happy? And I came off like a dickhead. I was like, oh, shit, I saw that. I was just.
Wait, so right before that, did you ask?
Wait, you just said, are you happy?
No, I was like.
So you asked, are you in a relationship? And then after that, you asked, are you happy?
What did she say?
Yeah, she just like, she looked at me like I was crazy. I was like, oh.
Wait, how you going to ask someone, are you happy? Obviously, I wouldn't want to talk to my.
It's cool. Like, it's good.
I can't.
I don't know.
That's some funny shit.
But how did she, was she kind of just like, she seemed,
it was
she
a good interview that too, to that point. I was like, oh, man. Like
that's when you edit it, you just got to cut that shit out. It's just like, okay, we're going to end it right
like
here.
She would have tried to give you like a turned around a nice answer and then jet.
Yeah.
She looked like the type that would been like, you know, things
are great. Like confused at first, and then she like answered it, and then she like just left.
Like, she was like, okay, bye.
Like, check the picture.
It got awkward.
He got the photo though.
He got a picture.
That's all that matters. She's so beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I love her.
But I just felt so bad. What about you, Blair?
Okay.
See, you guys are all funny. And I'm
okay.
Like,
so I have, this one's really embarrassing. It like the outlet that I worked for, I don't even like them anymore. So I can talk about, I'm not going to say their name. So my first day was, it was Floyd Mayweather's celebrity basketball game last year that he does at UCLA. And the day before, Manny Pacquiao just said that he wanted to rematch LaFloyd Mayweather.
Yeah.
And Floyd, I had like a bunch of questions ready for him, but he was like the game was about to start. He could only take one question. I'm like, okay, I'm about to shoot my shot. And so it was like the first thing that came out of my mouth. So Manny Pacquiao said that he wanted a rematch. And before I could even finish the words Pacquiao, he did like this 180 and just dipped in the middle. And It ended up being played like on the ESPN radio show, and it made it seem like he was scared to answer the question. But
that's dope. And it was your
That was my first day with this outlet, and they loved it. But it was just like kind of like, damn, I wasn't expecting that.
I feel like sometimes it just depends on like how
Floyd was like. I'm not talking about him
because like the fact that he dipped actually made it like hyped it up better. But sometimes there's
in my reaction too. I was like this after he went. I was like, it was like I wasn't like. Yeah. A piss. I was like, whatever.
Yeah. So sometimes like those types of things, I think they work out, especially when you're doing like on camera. But if like print or written, then you're like,
it's hard to kind of
cool. I'm screwed because I can't write around this.
It's like, damn, at least you have like some evidence, you know?
No, like one time I had to write this whole article for Billboard around Wale. And he came in and I guess was like in a mood.
Oh, okay.
And
was his music not doing well?
Shout out to Wale, though. He got the album dropping.
No, he is? Like, he's a great artist.
He is a great artist.
Like, and you know what?
He just had like a little fallback the last the numbers of the.
He gets moody. He has his mood.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he feels his feels. That's fine. However, like,
you knew
you had
a
lineup of interviews today and then you came in and did one word answers.
Oh, not that type of celebrity. I hate that. How are you? Good.
That's me.
Like, can you at least say, how are you back? Like,
so, I mean, and he's a great artist. I think maybe he had something going on that day. But the fact is, when you have to write it, you're like, cool. This will be fun.
Well, at least we
did it.
You did it. You got through it. We all got through it. Look at us now. It. Now we are on the Where's the Buzz podcast.
Okay. Sorry, Paul Pound, one more time.
Sorry, Floyd. I'm going to get you back. We're going to redo it.
I regret nothing.
So let's go on to more positive for the people. So J-Lo and Shakira have been announced to do the Super Bowl halftime show for next year's Super Bowl. What are you guys thinking?
It's about to be lit as shit.
Okay, when I saw it, I was like, yo, this is the duo I didn't know that we needed.
We need a song.
Like, because think about it.
Right?
Shakira has, okay.
I'm sure they will.
People are still playing Hips Don't Lie. And literally last week on my way here, they're playing her other song. Look at them. That one. That was on the radio last week. And then J-Lo has a lineup of songs. Hello, she got what? She was honored was it last year with, I forgot which award, which performance award. Whatever.
Oh, the MTV. Yeah, the Michael Jackson Vanguard. Yeah, yeah.
Yes, the Vanguard Award. Yeah. So, like, you know she kills it. We know Shakira is going to kill it. Together,
It's going to be crazy. It's going to be a Latin Super Bowl right there.
I'm saying.
And it's in Miami?
Who's going to be? Yes. But who else are they going to bring out for halftime? Like,
they have to bring out Pitbull. People are upset that Pitbull is not there.
People
bring
are.
Out Beyonce and for that's what
Pitbull can sit this one out.
I'm trying to see City Girls from the 305.
I said Trina. Bring out Trina.
Trina, the baddest.
Yeah. The baddest.
I would be down for some Trina. But here's what I think is really.
Put this pussy on him. That's what.
I'm just advocate for Bad Bunny said. And Ozuna real quick. You know,
I'm down with some Bad Bunny.
I'm down. I want it to be like a Latin, like, I want it to be like.
Full of the flavor.
Yes, like Puerto Rican parade. You know what I'm saying? I want it big.
It was interesting, though, as soon as it came out, because I saw like when it still said seconds, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why, when I started scrolling through, people were putting up GIFs of like snooze fest, like boring. This isn't going to be great. And I'm like,
bro.
Did they see last year's Super Bowl?
Do you like
I was sleeping.
Exactly.
Travis Scott was the only part that I actually was like, my shoulders are moving. That was
bothering. Yeah, remember for last 2 seconds.
Who was performing last year?
Maroon 5.
Oh.
That response.
And that was
everybody.
Everything. When I heard Maroon 5, I was like, really?
The last one I really remember was like Bruno Mars and Beyonce.
That was bomb. Bruno was
good. Yeah, and then somebody told me Chris Stapleton was in. I was like, really?
Oh, no. We can't, no. We
I
don't
know,
need
but
that.
They were like, oh, yeah. I was like, oh, I forgot about him, low-key. I just thought.
Chris Stapleton?
Yeah, he was in the.
He's a country singer, ain't he?
Yeah, but no.
He was in the Super Bowl?
Somebody.
What?
No, it was Coldplay.
Coldplay,
yeah. I was like, wait, what?
Chris Stapleton.
My bad.
I'm like, they had a country singer?
No.
Nothing against the country people.
I forgot Coldplay was in that halftime
show. Oh, yeah. It was for them. Yeah. It was Coldplay featuring them.
But I totally forgot.
But Beyonce did Formation, and it was over.
And then Bruno.
It was over.
I totally forgot they were in. I was like, oh, I thought that was Beyonce and Bruno Mars.
That was a good one. That was a party.
But here's what I think is really interesting about like what's coming up for next year's halftime show, because I was doing a little reading and such, and I had to do some reporting on it.
What'd you find, girl? What was your research?
Well, right away, weren't you like, oh, look at this, two women that are Latin, right?
Right.
So when I was looking over some statements that were released, the Pepsi vice president said, oh, you know, from our close relationship with the NFL and Rock Nation, we were able to have this, basically this like diverse sort of
They were trying to make it seem like Jay-Z. Now so that Jay-Z's over on our side, we're going to have a better performance.
And I was like, do you?
How does that relate? Is J-Lo's not with Roc Nation?
No, but they're trying to say that. Remember when Jay-Z created this like collaboration, he said that he was going to have a social impact.
Oh, yeah. He had Meghan Trainor involved.
Part of it, where he was going to create.
And I said, what the hell is this?
That there are basically more opportunities and stuff for people mm-hmm. of color and to raise more awareness, all that kind of stuff. He said that was going to be in it. And now I guess they're trying to use this to say, like, look, we did
I want the City Girls. I want the City Girls. I want JT. I want her to be free that day. And I want her to make her way to the Super Bowl stage. Wouldn't that be just like the best welcome home ever?
We should tell Jay-Z, we won't believe your collaboration until we see City Girls from the 305.
I'm just telling you this right now. If I hear, doom, 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 real ass, it's over. It's over.
Do you have a problem with the Jay-Z though?
Do I have a problem?
Yeah.
I have a huge problem because there was no plan. It was like, this is what's happening. It was like out of nowhere.
And I kind
of
feel like...
And Colin Kaepernick, I'm so sorry. He needed to be involved. The fact that you did not bring this man on board or to have a partner is the most disrespectful-ish to be a big proponent of him and then say, we need to do more than just kneel.
Yeah.
Bring his ass up. Bring him in the meeting.
Yeah. Why wasn't he at the meeting? Yeah.
Yeah. So I thought that was pretty effed up.
I agree. That's why I find it so interesting when all of a sudden that statement was in there. I said, oh, and that was from Pepsi, mm-hmm. not the NFL. Pepsi being we have such a great partnership with NFL and Roc Nation that we can bring these two amazing performers together.
Mm. So you think Jay-Z disconnected with the culture?
Yes.
Really?
I think Jay-Z.
I don't know. He's done too much.
I'm not upset with him. I was just disappointed because Colin Kaepernick needed. I know it's bigger than Colin. I know it's bigger. It's, this is a huge deal, especially for Black African Americans in America. But I just felt like you had to bring the person that was the pioneer for this
whole
happening.
Movement, a major movement.
But what if he brings him along in the next year or so?
Why well, then bring him. I would like to see it.
I would like to see it.
In my Monique voice, I would like to see it. But I'm going to say this. I've been saying this since 2012. Rihanna needs to do the Super Bowl.
Rihanna is my everything and my queen.
And now she's with Roc Nation. I need it.
She's been with them.
I know, but I need, that's what I'm saying. I need her.
She is very a big proponent of our community, and I know
that exactly. What about Jay-Z then? That's my point.
Yeah, but look who's more loyal, okay? Ooh. Sis, yes. Ooh. Look who's more loyal.
Hold on, Jay-Z is loyal. What you mean?
And right now he's not. Hello,
Rihanna be talking about the Black people. I see her in the comments.
He held 21 Savage, Meek Mill.
But no, I don't give a shit about that. I give a shit about real people.
Down to the cash, you were everyone.
Trayvon Martin, all these people.
Yeah, by saying that y'all killed. X, but y'all let George Zimmerman live. That ain't gonna do nothing for me.
But then it's time to get some cash. He's like, let's see how I can turn this into a deal.
He freed fathers on Black fathers on Father's Day out of jail.
But what about I don't want just on Father's Day though. That's my point. He does things when it's a holiday, when it's convenient for that.
The PR.
I need you to be.
But you see, most
Kim Kardashian has released more Black men than Jay-Z.
Okay, but you see, most musicians.
Oh my God, I'm gonna get so much shit for that. Y'all, please don't hate me. It was just a joke. But anyway,
I mean,
I said what I said.
I know I was gonna say.
I said what I said.
Don't take it back.
I'm not taking
regrets.
It back. I just don't let people take it the wrong way.
But it's gonna be in Shade Room tomorrow.
Shit. But yeah, Rihanna. I would love to see Rihanna.
But I would love to see her, of course. But the fact that she's standing her ground, no, not right now, fam. It's not right. I'm like, I appreciate that way more. And sis, R9, wear the album. That's what I want to see.
That's what I want to see. Forget the performance.
Thank you.
The album needs to drop.
I want to see some touring dates.
I need to see some touring dates. I need to see a release date.
When you come to LA,
that album artwork. Give us something.
See the forum. When I see the forum, Staples Center, the Rose Bowl, I'll be happy.
Are you gonna get us tickets? Are we gonna have a where's? Are you taking us, Wayne?
Company retreat.
I got beef with Wayne. Real quick. Y'all, I just want you to know this. I am a huge Mariah Carey fan. I know this is way off topic. So Mixed-ish, the show with Tracee Ellis Ross, it came out. And
they had
they had a pre-party. Thank you. You can help me with this. They had a pre-party, right? And Mariah Carey announced that she was doing the theme song for the show. And I'm like, oh, that's cute. I love Mariah Carey. She's my biracial sis, okay? Anyway, I'm going to cry because Wayne really pissed me off. I'm just playing. So all of a sudden, I see Wayne's Instagram story and he's at the Mixed Dish event. I'm like, oh, that's cute. And then all of a sudden I see that Mariah Carey is there. And Wayne didn't even invite me. You knew that she was going to be there too, I bet. Did you know?
It was on the press release.
Did you
release.
Know?
I saw,
I
did, I've seen it.
You saw it.
I had another press release.
I want to hear from Wayne. Wayne, did you know Mariah Carey would be there?
I did.
Wayne, did you know that I love Mariah Carey? Did you have an idea?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Wayne, why wasn't I the first person that you thought of?
I don't know.
Who you bring? Who'd you bring?
My homie, Bree.
Bree?
Yeah.
Bree don't deserve that spot. Me and Bree got beef. I don't know who Bree is. I'm just kidding, Bree. But I was like, damn. Ooh. It was just, I'm just kidding with him. But like, damn. I was like so jealous of him. I'm like, you got to see Mariah? He's like, I only saw her for like 30 seconds. Nigga, I don't care if it was 5 seconds. I don't care if she just said, hey, y'all. I love my Mariah.
All right, next time, she does something, I'm there. I got you.
Okay, I want to interview the queen, okay?
Okay, I got you.
Good luck.
You know they just announced they think that she's going to go number one during Christmas season? This will be her 19th number one.
I mean,
when does she not go number one in Christmas?
I'm just saying.
You know that song peaks every year since it came out.
It got number three. It got number three. And it's 25 years old.
Like every year, it's the number one most played song.
Oh, yeah.
Since it came out.
She gets her coins that time.
Baby Shark comes through.
Nah. You know what I mean? Nah.
Baby Shark.
Here comes Wayne.
Baby Shark about to make the ultimate comeback.
What was the next on our agenda?
I mean, there's also Nicole Murphy doing her thing.
Nicole Murphy is funny because we weren't even thinking about Nicole. Everything passed over when she was messing with Antoine Fuqua.
Fuqua, yeah.
I called him Fuqua for so long. And someone was like, you know his name's Fuqua, right?
Same dude.
I'm like, damn, okay. Anyway, so everyone knows Nicole Murphy was caught making out with Antoine Fuqua, who's a married man. And my thing about that is that, okay, like, yes, okay, he's married and, like, she should not have done it. But he should not have kissed another woman. Like,
I know. People seem to always forget. I'm like, a tango takes two.
Yes.
Be mad at both.
Right?
And possibly yourself.
But
depending on the circumstances, possibly yourself. Sis. Maybe you saw the signs.
Nobody was talking about it, though. Like, Antoine didn't go do interviews. Like,
Nicole went to the Wendy Williams show. Like, this has been like a month or two now. And she went on the Wendy Williams show to clear her name. And it was just like lies. Like, I was just like lies. Every 5 seconds, lies.
How do you clear your name when Wendy has receipts, though?
Wendy was like, so explain the picture. And she was like, oh, like, it was a big mistake. Like, we're just friends. And then Wendy was like, when Wendy said Exhibit B and had the next picture ready of them kiss, they were kissing, like, having coffee. Then they were kissing in the pool. I'm like, this... Are you dumb?
That's Queen Betty. Why would you go there and try to clear your name?
And also, like, right? Is Wendy the place to clear your name? I don't like, want to honestly.
That. If you're going to go to clear your name, then clear it. Like, you know we have receipts, sis.
To, like, in the morning.
I just want to know who talked her into that. Like, her publicist should be fired.
No, that was just bad.
Yeah, somebody getting fired. I would have been like that off the stage. Yeah.
There ain't no intern fired. Who is all you?
Did you think it was lies?
Yeah.
Right?
No, but I mean, like, how can you say think it's all lies? Proof. She had pictures. Wendy had pictures.
But it was just like, there was no explanation. Then she kept, like, joking. Nicole's like, I'm going to get you, Wendy.
And you know people, like, prevaricate, like, walk around the truth?
Oh, yeah, yeah. She would never. Like, what she should have did was this. If she had some, did she even have something to promote?
No, she didn't need to go do it.
Exactly. Her publicist should have said, sis, sit your ass down. What she should have did was this. Want me to give you the plan? If I was Nicole Murphy's team, I would have said, okay, so Hollywood Exes got canceled. Remember Hollywood Exes? She was on that show. It was Will Smith's ex-wife, Martin Lawrence's ex-wife.
That's sad. I don't remember.
Prince's ex-wife. It was a good show. There was only like 3 seasons.
Oh, wait, Hollywood Exes.
Hollywood Exes.
Okay, for a second I thought you said Hollywood Exes. I said, what?
No, Hollywood Exes.
Okay, gotcha.
That girl messed up. Prince ex-wife? How you mess up with Prince? My bad. No, I keep going.
Anyway, that's funny. anyway, so I was like, what they should have did was, I know this sounds corny as hell, but what they should have did, because her career, like, what does she do? Like, I know she's a model, but, like, right, honey, what do you do right this instant?
I mean, right now, everyone's a model.
Ooh. I would have done.
IG.
Nicole.
Like, that's what I was like.
What I would have done is, like, okay, let's like, try out for a reality show. The truth about Nicole, because now your name's in the headlines. Yeah. We're going to get people the truth about you, and you can explain everything on the show. And get some coin, because at least you could at least have an opportunity to have
honestly,
more than one
when
season.
I'm really thinking about it, like, who's going to book her for, like...
But people would.
Who would book her for her own show?
I'm not watching
like, her own
that
reality show. Who's watching that?
Nobody.
I would watch it. I think I would get like
you got one viewer.
You get the truth. You get the truth of what happened. People, you're telling me you wouldn't watch that first episode.
You want to do like a one, like an expose.
Yeah, like a special, something like that. The truth about Nicole.
I said if she was getting a series, I'd be
Lifetime
like,
presents.
You know what? The truth about something, Nicole. Something like that, where she could have got coins. She didn't get nothing for that Wendy interview.
I just had Wendy out.
No,
exactly. She could have got some T-shirts made.
But honestly, I just
got something.
But honestly, when you really think about it. I don't need to see a 45-minute special with commercials. Like it
can be 30 minutes with commercials. That's only a 20-minute
show. I don't know.
You can get like how she reacted.
Longer than like the 15.
And what if Eddie Murphy made an appearance?
He's not making an appearance.
I'm just saying. What if? Damn. Can you
trying to like beef it up with some B-roll and like background info and like
Eddie? I messed up.
Nicole was happily married. You know, it's been rough.
I kissed a married man, and the thing is that like the media did spin it out of control too. Like I understand what she was trying to say. Like I never went to their wedding. I wasn't that close with them. I get that part. Like that doesn't need to be explained. That you can do that on your Instagram. That you did not need to go to the Wendy Williams show of all places to try to clear your name as to you being a side chick, which you are. We still believe it. And now you just remind us, like, damn, and she's kind of stupid for this shit.
Yeah, it was like it was bad. Bad
no matter what
all parts. Like it was not smart.
I don't know.
It wasn't business smart. It wasn't PR smart. Like no deals. Well, that's done.
Next.
Well, let's see. What else did we have on our fabulous list?
What's next on the agenda, Sade?
Well,
someone called you Sadie the other day. This white girl at the party. Okay, I'm sorry.
Wait, white girl.
Sadie.
I know her? Oh, yeah. I don't know her.
Say.
Someone called you Sadie yesterday. I'm gonna tell you who off camera.
No, just tell her.
Well, hello, friends. If you are just tuning in,
I said,
my name
said,
is Sade.
She said Sadie, and I said, Sade?
Who that?
The accent, though. Sade.
I know. There's an accent there.
And still, it's not IE.
Also, my name is, it's phonetically written in my Instagram profile for all you noobs. And I also put up a video of Sade, the singer, where she literally explains for a minute how to say Sade and the history. So if you need a quick lesson, find my profile, Instagram.com/.
I just thought it was funny. Someone was like, and you do the show with Sadie. And I'm like, who the hell is Sadie? I'm like, oh, she met Sade. But Sadie's the white person version of saying Sade.
Ew. It's so sad when, like, you're not cultured. It's sad.
What was next up on the agenda?
Well, there's impeachment.
Oh, God.
It's going down.
Donald Trump. Okay,
I'm going to try to impeach him.
But do you guys really?
They shouldn't.
Do you think it's actually going to go through?
I feel like they
have the receipts already. He said it on live TV. The transcript's out. It's all the Republicans at this point in the House. They have to have a 2/3 vote.
I feel like they might.
Or the Senate, I'm sorry.
I feel like they're really going to try to shut it down, though.
You think they're going to shut him down?
I feel like they should just let it be. I feel like
no. I want him to get shut down. Shut.
Oh, you just under the impeachment.
I feel like that. I don't know if the House is going to like let it get through.
No, it's not.
I don't think I would.
The Senate, I think.
Yeah, but at this point.
The House, Majority Leader Nancy Pelosi, she said that they're putting an inquiry on it. So the House is going to make their decision. It's going to go to the Senate. But the Senate, it needs to be a 2/3 vote.
It's not going to
And it's like majority is Republican, so.
I feel like if they don't get it right, they're going to help him win the next election.
Exactly.
Like if you can't do it before the next election, then don't do it. Like,
there's
wait.
Not even, yeah. At this point, it's nearing.
Because then he's going to try to play the victim. It's like a year. And then all his supporters are going to go support him.
And, like, it's up to, like, something big needs to happen. What they need to do is that they need to not draw it out so much.
That was
like
pretty big, though.
Oh, yeah, it was big.
Something big needs to happen. It's like, how much bigger does this needs to happen? Yeah,
there's actual proof of him saying that he's going to interfere with an election. That hasn't even happened yet.
Yeah.
Which kind of goes back to the election that he possibly messed with, allegedly. I don't understand people. Honestly, I don't know.
I feel like Donald Trump goes viral every day.
I don't get him. Like, I just don't get, like, where are we at? Like, does anyone else wake up in the morning and, like, look in the mirror like,
why are we talking
what
about
the hell is going on with our country? Like, also, like, Donald Trump is our president. Y'all just sit back and think, like, Donald Trump is our president? Like, I used to watch Celebrity Apprentice before I knew he was a douchebag. And I'm like, this nigga is the president.
Yeah. Honestly, I also think.
Anything can happen.
To some degree, like, why doesn't he just, like, leave, to be perfectly honest, because think about it, he doesn't even
because
really
he's
like
crazy
it. At first he was surprised he won, you could tell, and then he's been struggling through it the whole year and everyone else does the work for him. He should just like step down, take a vacation. Like
he takes vacations already. What
exactly,
you talking about?
So just like completely leave the office. Like it's fine.
Mike Pence.
I feel bad for Melanie. This is
true. Melania?
No, Melanie.
Melanie?
I call her Melanie.
Is that her? That's her American name?
That's what I give her. I'm like, I feel so bad for Melanie.
Free Melania.
I wonder if Michelle like ever sue her for some copyright or something. For
oh, my gosh. Melanie. I just am like, girl. I think I started calling Melanie after she took when she took it, because I was like, oh, she went from Melania to Melanie, because it was like, you know, Becky with the good hair. It was like that type of thing for me. It was like, wow, like, Melanie. It can't get any more messed up than that. Oh.
Hey!
We're pretty much done, aren't we? What else do we have to talk about?
Michelle Williams.
Oh, yeah, that shit was funny. We didn't talk about Pitbull in the Super Bowl, but that's okay.
No, didn't we?
We did.
Okay.
We are back. I'm sorry, I'm going to get off my phone. Don't add this.
But, I mean, next, we literally have our last topic, which is...
Our last topic, Michelle Williams,
who can't seem to catch a break. Poor girl.
She won an Emmy. What do you mean?
She won an Emmy?
Well, see, this is here.
What?
We know which Michelle Williams are we talking about?
Oh,
so,
I'm talking about Michelle. I'm talking about me.
Exactly. You're talking about Destiny's Child.
I love the
Child.
Way
talking
you
about
are.
Michelle Williams, the actress. So Michelle Williams wins an Emmy, and she talks about how producers and directors need to listen to women. And then she said, you need to listen to women of color as well.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, oh, sis is saying a word. Like, okay.
Period.
Some people didn't take that well, obviously.
Racist?
Yeah, clearly. So they find Michelle Williams of Destiny's Child.
And they went at her.
So she does a live talking about, like, can't y'all see I'm black?
It's like, no one knows who you are, Seth.
Like, it's like, how can she be an ally to black? Like,
it's like the mess up between Rachel Roy versus Rachel Ray when the Beyonce who Jay-Z cheated on her with. It was like... Rachel Roy was the alleged woman, not Rachel Ray, the cook.
The cook. It's just kind of funny. It shouldn't be, but it's just kind of funny because
she just really can't catch
Williams,
a break.
The singer can't ever catch a break.
But like, I just want to know. I just want y'all to know.
There's a whole Tumblr called Poor Michelle.
I know. One. It's so funny. On Easter, we watched this YouTube video. It was Poor Michelle. And it wasn't actually poor Michelle, like, her worst moments. It was, like, all her best moments. And I was like, oh, they got you. But my thing about Michelle is that I just want to say this. Destiny's Fulfilled, their last album, she had the best parts. I just want to say.
I don't know why.
Cater to you.
Why does
her
she,
part.
Why is she the butt of, like, everything? Why do you think? Because I
think it's because she, thoughts. I mean, let's be thoughts. Honest. She can sing.
Yes.
She has a very, like. A very soulful, raspy voice. Yeah. However, she cannot dance. So when it came to them dancing...
you've seen this slow down, and she's like...
It's like, girl, you're not hitting it all the way. But that's okay. That's okay, because that wasn't... She didn't need to do all that.
But I mean, but you've seen the pictures, right, where on Poor Michelle, where it even highlights way more that might have been going on in the after. Because... Okay, what's that one album? I'm trying to remember. Destiny's Child. The three of them, like Beyonce, Kelly, Toya, I guess at that time, they're all sitting down,
uh-huh.
And then
Michelle
standing up. No, they're wearing like colored. It's like colors. I think like blue and stuff. And like poor Michelle put it up, and they said that time Michelle wasn't allowed to sit down. And there's another time where it's just Beyonce, Michelle, and Kelly, and they each have their own podium, and Beyonce's halfway standing on Michelle's podium. They said, that time Michelle couldn't have her own podium. Like, it's just strings of things. It's bad.
Michelle should come on the podcast, because I feel like Michelle doesn't get as much credit as she should.
And I started watching her show where, you know, she was, like, getting married.
The own one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she was so smart to do that, because she was never getting married. That was all for money.
I liked the show a little bit.
But I think she has money.
I think it was, because she had a whole gospel album that did well. Yeah,
when Jesus said, that's my song right there.
That's how it's called.
But see, like, that's why I was like, I enjoy watching this show and, like, seeing everything.
I don't think she gets as much credit as she deserves.
No.
Because when you think of Destiny's Child, you don't think about the first four. You think about Destiny's Child when it ended.
Yeah.
What do you think about there possibly being a Destiny's Child tour, a reunion tour?
I don't think so.
You don't think it's going to happen?
No.
I mean, I'd be here for it if
That'd
so.
That'd be dope, though.
I'm here for
like,
it.
I don't know. The status that Beyonce has, like, moved to, I just wonder how much she'd be willing to actually put on, like, a tour like that. Because I feel like...
Beyonce likes money, so I think anything that would be
but
that.
Would
I
do, she's but like, would she do a complete tour of just Destiny's
Child? Oh, I think she could do like just five dates. Detroit, okay, New York, yeah, LA, yeah, Chicago, yeah, Houston.
I don't see them doing 50 days.
Like oh, no, not like a bunch, like a huge yeah. tour.
Like if they did it almost like a residency or a moving residency.
That'd be dope.
Yes.
Like major cities, but I can't see her doing like, I'm doing like a long ass tour with these girls from like yesteryears. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah. What I want is if they do that, okay. I want them to also have their own little section. So it's like Destiny's Child does like three like top songs. Then Beyonce does like Dangerously in Love. Then it's like three songs. Kelly does Dilemma. Three more songs. Michelle does When Jesus Says Yes. And then I don't know what other songs Michelle gonna have in the next round, but
oh my God.
That's what I want.
Honestly, it sounds like you want that Super Bowl again, like when they join your
family. Oh my God, I was living. I was living.
Honestly, though, if they did like a residency type thing and then Solange came out.
Oh yeah, the Proud Family. I want the Proud Family. Gotta perform it.
Oh my gosh, I'd be down. Oh, I'd be so down. Oh my God, that'd be so cute.
But did you guys see that Kyla Pratt, what she posted the other day? That if we're going to do a reunion, the original cast of Proud Family needs to come back?
Yeah, but
so did Tommy Davidson lie?
Grammy David, the grandma's going to be dead, though.
No, it's, no. Wayne, we broke the story. Wayne, how are you going to listen to fans? Wayne, we broke the story.
The grandma's going to be dead.
No. Okay, so what happened was after we did the interview, whatever, someone created a Proud Family account on Twitter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and they made art. And they made, Disney did not do that.
Fans are wild.
Fans made the art of Penny on a couch with the grandma. That was never like a solidified plan.
It's fan fiction.
It was fan fiction.
Fiction concept art.
So how about we just like ruined the like show? Like maybe it was coming back and then that happened. And then
it's coming back. I think it's coming back. I think they have to now that there's like a need for it. But I just want, like, we need Tommy Davidson.
You said, is Tommy can
we get Tommy
okay?
Davidson on the show?
I see 2020. Yeah, I can try.
He can come for a few minutes. Does he have to come the entire? Yeah, I guess
like,
he can come
the
entire.
Ruined the problem.
I'm gonna say, Tommy, what the hell? Were you telling the truth? Because I know Disney's mad.
Yeah.
He probably, like,
do you still have a job?
I know he got in trouble. No, he got. Oh, in
yeah, the
he
thing
got
is, but he probably did. But the thing is, they can't do the show without him. So.
Oh, you cannot.
I
do
bet
the show
you he's
him.
Still the voice, but some stuff was changing that when's contract. The, like that change ain't the same.
When's Disney Plus come out in November?
November, yeah.
Yeah, I think something's gonna happen like 2020.
Oh, I think it might not be right when it comes
out. So much stuff to put on Disney.
Yeah, yeah, it might be later on. All right, guys, so are we ready to wrap up? Is everyone?
Oh, Real Husbands of Hollywood Atlanta comes back soon.
Oh, they're bringing that back?
Yeah.
With Kevin Hart?
The funny?
No, not husband. Oh, my.
Real Housewives.
Real Housewives.
That's okay. That's okay.
I was like,
I saw that. And you know what? Kenya, I'm happy that Kenya's back.
Isn't she going through a divorce?
Yes, which I need because the show's going to be even better. It might not even be real, but I'm here for
yeah,
it.
Everybody,
because you know Kenya, she likes to date fake relationships and.
I have thoughts about her because
she. I like her though, low key. Like I like her for TV. She's like made for TV.
Well, I mean for TV, but I mean like it just seems so problematic the way that she.
The
was
definition
just,
of Kenya
was
Moore.
Just such. Like a mean girl, and I felt like that was the reason that it took her so long to actually have someone, and even then it didn't work out because it was like, girl, you
she was with that really buff guy who was mean as hell, like who was violent, like he was always angry, although I forgot his name, he was irrelevant.
Yeah.
But yeah, I love Housewives. I'm a huge Housewives I watch every single one, every
like Potomac, New
every
Jersey.
Test me, like, every New York. I watched
New
Miami
York.
When it was on, it got canceled. Yeah. I watched Dallas.
Why did they make Dallas for?
It's good.
I mean, there's rich people down.
I'm just so happy that they have what's her name?
Do you like
they have a black woman, the actress from the Jamie Foxx show. She's going to be on
yeah,
Beverly
yeah,
Hills.
Yeah,
I'm so excited because I literally always said like.
Garcelle. All
right, this is a message. This is a message to Andy Cohen. I always get annoyed when he has black guests, just black guests together. I know sometimes he does black and white, but like sometimes he would only have black guests on like Sunday nights when Atlanta would come on. It's like. Bro, can we have
it's
a black?
Like,
why does
it have to be like? Oh, this is black people's TV.
Yeah,
now.
It's like okay, two black guests
that's
today.
That's a mistake a lot of places like to do.
It makes me uncomfortable. It's like we just don't hang out with black people.
Like, they're like, oh, we're doing a black thing now, so make it black. It's like no, make it diverse.
So
it's different.
Yeah, if he changes it up and has a black person and a white person, not just black people all the time together.
Yeah, so I think it's dope that Garcelle.
But yeah, I'm really excited. I'm excited to see her.
And she's like beautiful and amazing, and I love her. And
do you watch? Do you guys watch Atlanta or anything?
I don't watch it.
Oh. You had the news. You had the tease. So I was like,
I
okay, Wayne.
I know. I've watched episodes here and there, and I've thought it's always, like,
I watch
funny
Love
or
Island.
Amusing. But
you watch what?
Love Island.
The British?
Yeah.
I haven't seen
okay,
that.
I've watched the U.S. one. I
you
heard
sleep.
If I watch the British one, I need to watch
British
season
one's
five.
Way better.
I mean,
season,
sorry,
five.
Season five.
Amber Gill is bad.
Oh,
that's
my gosh.
All I gotta say.
I watched Love Island, the U.S. one, in, like, 2 days. Like, 2-3 days. All of it.
No, the British one's way better.
And the thing is, I know, and they're like crazy uncensored on that one.
Can we have a, I want to have one last conversation before we go, because it's been eating at me, but I just want to, I want to talk about Nicki Minaj and like this whole like female rap game real quick. What are your guys' thoughts about Nicki Minaj and everything that's happened with like Cardi B? Do you think that Nicki Minaj gets the credit that she deserves when it comes to what she has done for?
Yeah, but I think she's ruined it because like she's going out like,
what, this is so random. I'm sorry.
She's going out Stormy. What is she going out Stormy?
That was like last year though. It was like,
saying, like she keep doing these things.
It was petty.
She don't need to do that.
Here's the thing though. I feel like she started to do what was done to her, because remember when she started to reach her pinnacle, like her tip top moment, then Kim came for her, mm-hmm. and she used to love Kim, mm-hmm. and that's when you know that you have made it and you're top, because your heroes become your enemies, yeah, right? Yeah. And I feel like she was getting that credit. We've been giving you credit, and then she felt threatened. Not only that, hello, you're still one of, you're not OOG like Kim, but you did your thing and you're your own Young Money queen of hip hop. That's fine. But I feel like as soon as she felt threatened when Cardi's coming out, mm-hmm. she didn't know what to do. And I feel like the way she reacted actually brought her down a notch.
Got it.
You were throwing shoes at
Cardi threw
like
shoe.
New York, like, but they were throwing shoes and fighting at New York. Was it New York Fashion Week?
No, Met Gala.
No, mm-hmm. Met Gala.
No, was it Met Gala?
It was New York Fashion Week.
It was New York Fashion Week. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's just kind of like, come on. Like, you have been in the game for so long. Cardi just got here. Like, as the older one, ooh. Not even just because of age, but I mean, like, you've been here. You set the mood. You set the precedence. Like, stay there, queen. Don't ever feel threatened. Mm-hmm. And I feel like her new tweet saying that she wants to leave the game, mm-hmm. is because she wants to leave at a point where it's not rock bottom yet.
Oh.
No, Nicki not got bars.
Like, but that's what I'm saying.
But all she has to do is rap.
Like, she's somewhere in her head feeling threatened.
Okay.
I feel like she is. And that's why she's kind of dialing back, mm-hmm. and trying to be like, I want to get married more and I want to have kids. And she's been saying that for years. She's been trolling us on that for like 5-7 mm-hmm. years, guys. So,
and she said she want to have kids after her fifth album or something.
Yeah, and after she makes $500,000, something like that.
I also read an article. All she has to do is rap. Like, she was going on, like, she was having a great year until mm-hmm. this like crazy. Like, Fifi.
I disagree with you because she was. I disagree with you when it came, like, when Cardi came up top, because she did congratulate her. I think it was. Cardi.
There was a
because Cardi low key was doing low. Cardi was low key doing some.
Why go down to Cardi's level? She's 26 and
Yeah. I totally agree. I think that Nicki was totally feeding onto. She literally, like, they were like trying to catch her.
That's what
and
I'm,
she like fell for it. Does that make sense?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah. I'm like, she should not have fell for it.
I'm like, you've been in the game.
Yeah.
Don't even worry. Don't even look back. Like, yeah. Sis, you're fine.
I think she's doing better now. Like, currently right now, I just wish she had the same energy what she has right now. Like, just do whatever the hell you got to do. The rap. What you said? Rap.
Because I'm like, she's
Nicki got like, bars.
She does.
Yeah.
She does. That's why I'm just like I feel like what it brings her down a notch, like socially.
Yeah.
On that like that sort of level when mm-hmm. she started getting into arguments with Cardi and everybody else, but her music still hits.
Yeah. Although I just wish she never spoke on it.
Didn't receive Queen,
mm-hmm.
the last album, that they didn't feel like it was as hard
as
the
ones
before. LLC was my shit.
Barbie Dreams.
LLC.
The only thing I didn't like is she was singing a hook on that Weeknd song. I was like, yo, it's the Weeknd.
Oh, yeah.
You got the Weeknd on there. Let him sing the hook.
Like, save it.
Let him do his
thing.
But I feel like that's the problem sometimes with like female rappers is people are still in their head, women probably across the board, that there's only space for one.
Mm-hmm. I saw a tweet saying exactly. Like this woman doesn't get as much credit like that she deserves. So I was like, I gotta bring this to the team.
Think people do like try to discredit Nicki, but like Nicki, like,
but like
Nicki, like, come on.
She's the queen. Somebody asked me who's better, I'm like, we know.
Yeah.
Like, why are you asking?
Yeah.
Why are you asking? But it's just because Cardi has all the clout right now.
But I don't even think Cardi has all the clout right now.
And I'm saying,
this last year, I don't feel like Cardi, it's like when Money came out, it was like Money was cool, but Preston, ding dong, that shit didn't do nothing for me. Like, Megan Thee Stallion is everything. And so like, the thing about like, I like Cardi, I think she's amazing, but I don't, in my head, I don't see her as a rapper. Like when I think of a rapper, I think of someone that writes their own music.
I kind
of
like a Drake, low key.
A Drake?
Yeah, I think she's more like a like pop, not like Drake doesn't write. I know Drake what you can mean. Write. I'm talking about like a star.
She's
wise,
like a pop rapper.
Like pop, like she's got like, you. Yeah.
No, what? She's like an industry rapper. I will say. I guess. Industry, as in like you're acceptable on the top 40 charts, and like you know, think about it. She had that song with, was it Maroon 5 and all that stuff.
Yeah, then
like,
she can go do like, the Spanish girl, stuff.
But Nicki did the same thing. It's okay to like have a pop song. My thing is like not even about just like where it goes. My thing is like what rap is.
But also,
like rapping is freestyles. Yeah. Can Cardi do a freestyle?
I don't know.
So that's my thing. Like, I'm talking about, like, rap. I don't give a damn.
That's
about
what I'm saying. I count, like, Cardi's, like, a pop, like,
yeah.
That's what she's I mean, like where a I'm, like, that kind of,
but
like,
Nicki's, like, welcome to the party when she said, welcome to the part. Oh, my God. Like, damn. Like, Cisco's off. But the reason why I wanted to ask you guys that, too, is because it reminded me of Fifi, Tekashi 6ix9ine, and TMZ reported that he's not doing witness protection anymore. And this is our last topic. I'm so sorry.
I said he wants to die. Okay.
You getting dropped dead, bro. Like, R.I.P.
Like,
bro.
You scouted on everyone. Like, I don't.
Everyone.
You got to move to an island by
himself. So what's your plan after this? Like, and they would still find you.
The tattoos.
Like, yeah, wherever.
Does he plan on making music?
Also, you know what? Maybe he looks pretty outlandish right now, right? Maybe he plans to look.
No.
After he might blend right in.
No.
Dye his hair back.
We're gonna know. We can tell who Tekashi 6ix9ine is.
That witness program, takes, bro. I'm telling you, you can't
do
that.
He might put on some veneers. Dye
Who's gonna
hair,
come after him? Exactly, like the Trey Five.
Play with gangs, bro. That's a quick. You think you're gonna do,
and he's not safe anywhere though. Like he, East
Coast,
West Coast.
You're gonna go back to your crib and think you're gonna be fine. Like,
I think that's what he thinks. Like if he doesn't go to witness protection, he's. Like, that's him saying, like,
you
I'm
just,
good. Like,
you think you can just go on your trip, go on tour? Oh, like, you know, die, no, like, that's okay. Not gonna act. You playing with real motherfuckers.
Like
no.
I'm so scared for him, G. Like, no. I don't even like him that much. But I'm still, I'm like, damn, like, y'all really gonna kill
I feel
him.
Bad for him because I know he's not about that life. And
he really like, wasn't. He was never made for it. He was just doing it for the clout.
He's like a little,
see,
he's
but then
a
let
kid.
This be a lesson to but everyone. Like, stop doing stuff for clout.
Oh, my God.
You don't know anything
real motherfuckers. Like, no, you can't.
They will come and kill you, G. Like, and not only just you, like, you're putting your family in danger. He has a kid, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You better go take that witness.
And he has a few girlfriends, I heard. But
you better go take that witness protection program.
Well, we're going to pray for Tekashi. We're going to pray for
the
gangs.
Tattoos removed.
Send you prayers. That's what I said. Maybe witness protection is him just dyeing his hair and taking the tattoos off and
that's not
gonna
help
putting on
him.
Veneers.
Like, you playing with
that's going to hurt, man. You said veneers. He got fake teeth already.
And that's what he said. He might need veneers.
Did I tell you guys a story? One time I saw him at the Floyd Mayweather event. Okay, so I was getting on the elevator. The elevator opened. It was a swarm of people. I've never seen an elevator this packed in my life. It was like 20 people all around the elevator. He is in the middle holding a little puppy. And I was just like in awe. I was just like, I felt like I was going to get fucked up. Like, I thought like, damn, are they going to just beat me up? He just walked out and I was just like, oh, there's Tekashi. And then we just went in the elevator and went up. But yeah.
He had this little puppy.
It's like a little Pomeranian.
He's not hard back. Like that.
He's not hard like that.
Like, you heard about that whole kidnapping that's supposed to be, like, orchestrated.
Oh, yeah. That just sounded fake. Just the audio of it, it sounded so weird. Like, they weren't really like, give me your motherfucker. They were just like, bro, just give us your money. But anyway.
No, I just heard that. He just ruined his life.
Period. Well, you guys, thank you so much for listening to the third episode of Where is the Buzz? Make sure you guys follow us on Instagram, Where is the Buzz TV. Make sure you guys follow me. I am Blair T. Make sure you follow Sade. Tell him Sade.
At Sade A. Spence.
Sadie?
No. No.
I got to tell you who it was. Wayne.
You can just tell it real quick. Just tell it.
About who?
Sadie person.
I'm not going to say the person.
You know
oh, my God. No.
He's not Tekashi 6ix9ine.
I'm not snitching on TV. I'm a snitch. When the cameras are off? Where can they find you, Wayne?
Wayne D. Ayers II. You already know.
Cease.
Bye, y'all.
I said cease. What?
Peace. She's actually.